Get who's next in line.
Good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Welcome to our City Council work session this morning. Sorry, we're getting a little bit of a late start. We've got two districts. We have a district, the Northwest District, to finish up that we didn't finish last week, or 2 weeks ago. And then we'll move on to the Eastern District after that. So without further ado, Mr. LeDuc.
Okay, we finished at the corner of Newberry Street and Barnwell to Edgefield. So if you kind of look at the map, starting where you see Barnwell going up one block, and then we have to catch those four blocks in there. Some of you said you wanted to go out to that area and see what it consisted of. On Newberry Street, from Edgefield South, there are a number of residential units until you get to the real estate office. And then you have the Scana, then you have a number of limited business professional type buildings facing Chesterfield. So what would you like to see with that block? Currently it says that our proposed land use is single family detached. At the meeting you had mentioned possibly having the non-residential areas be LP. What is council's pleasure?
I had LP on mine only because that's what the predominant, that's what it is. And
is it proposed based on the plan, you're saying single family detached?
That is what the
committee who worked a long time.
That is correct.
And that's what I would support.
You know, right now you currently have about a half dozen houses on the Newberry side, which I would think would want to stay that way. The rest of it is some sort of a monastery or business in there.
I could support the eastern side being LP and the western side, because I think most of the western side is single family. Is that not true?
Except for at the corner,
which is that's Mickey Johnson's office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically would be leaving what's there, and it's up to them to see whether they wanted to leave it. Can you put attached townhomes in LP?
Yes, you can.
It is nodding his head.
Which would be the land plan, which we did for that area, calls for, if it's possible, to put some townhomes in there, which would be converting the office use to residential use, which is kind of where they wanted to go, Leslie. I mean, that's what the, and which has been the plan for that, trying to get that done in that area.
You can put single-family homes in LP zone, for that matter.
Yeah, you can put any residential except apartments.
Apartments. Mm-hmm.
So the Scana property, which may or may not be there long-term, could be converted over to single-family in LP.
Right, I think the...
Which is what that area was for years.
Beforehand, yes.
Before. That whole entire area was residential for years. And we had a thriving downtown.
Leslie, you know that when we first laid it out, all of it was residential except for Lawrence Street. I mean, everything was. Mm-hmm. We didn't have an LP back in 18. What?
I wasn't back in 18, but I think I'm a little bit younger, and I remember.
Yeah. Well, I'm okay the way it is laid out now.
To make it all single family detached. Is that what you're saying, Mayor? Leslie said she would like to have it all remain yellow. Pat's saying he would like to have the eastern side of it being LP.
eastern side, western side, I don't mind having detached, because that's what it is.
Okay, the way it's shown right now.
Let's make sure we're looking at, that I'm looking at the right spot.
Yeah. It's all showing single family, or it's all proposed to be single family in that area.
Right.
This is where Maxwell's Law
is. It's currently zoned LP, is that correct?
Right.
The whole block is currently zoned LP.
But at one time, all that was residential, single family detached.
No, it's currently zoned residential high density.
No, he cleared that at the last meeting.
It's
supposed to be LP.
The only thing that's not currently zoned LP is the corner lot, the northwest corner lot at Edgefield and Newberry, where the Catherine House used to be at.
Mm-hmm.
That is RMH. So I'm hearing the majority of you say keep it as yellow, single-family detached.
Yeah, we're talking long-term here. We have to keep remembering that, right?
Well, my only, and I bring it back to the point about the land plan, which we paid the people to pay. I'm not talking about the city. I'm talking about the housing committee. And one of the things that they wanted was, what we wanted was to have some attached single-family downtown homes. In other words, not apartments, attached townhomes that are and one of those areas that we designated was that if the SCNG building ever became available, I mean, I've walked that land, it'd be a perfect spot for attached townhomes, you know, like maybe a better design than what some things have been built, but of that type of thing. If it's RMH, can we do that?
If it's RMH, you can, but you could also do it under RML.
Well, you can do it under limited professional.
A preference would be RMH.
You would prefer that over LP?
Well, limited professional places the business in mind, Jane, and I can't.
Okay.
After seeing what happened in Atlanta on Morgan Street, I'm not trusting anything at this point.
Yeah, I see your point. Pat, we really do. I mean, if we're going to have attached townhomes, we're going to have to do something so we can't have what happened on Morgan Street. I mean, maybe they'll turn out to be great. I hope they will. Have you seen that across from the window where they took out everything?
Behind Aiken Prep.
Yeah.
I went and actually walked in. Part of the problem is that you had to have a retention pond on the Edgefield side. And we have a retention pond. You can't have a retention pond with trees in it. So I would have tried to save as many trees as I could on the western edge.
Pat, I've gotten so many complaints, and here it is. We don't need to get into that, but it's a matter of trust and what we tell people. That's another subject, but
we've somewhat tried to square that. If that had been a residential PUD, we could have told them this is green, this will stay green, and that's what we want. But because of what it was zoned, we had no teeth in what we could do. Isn't that right, Roger?
I mean, it's correct.
There is no teeth. If that would have been a PUD, we could have said, you will have a 10-foot tree line buffer all the way around it. You will have this, this, and this. But because of what it was zoned, they could do that.
That I understand. But if anyone cares about our city, in the respect that we care about our city and how our communities look, they're going to have some regard as to what we're preserving. I don't have any regard for the developer in terms of going in and raping a piece of land, a piece of property like that. That's another subject. But how can we, help me, in this area, how can we ensure that whatever we zone this property, that it is going to not end up being it is going to be an area that we're proud of. Whatever zoning we use, it's not going to be more businesses coming in where they come in They're here from 8 to 5, and you don't see those folks. I want to see a viable, healthy community with people, families living in, community is safe to walk in, just a healthy community.
If it stays LP, you'll have 8 to 5 businesses there. If it stays LP, that is what it currently is zoned. If it got changed to an RML would allow what Pat is suggesting, which is attached single-family homes, which would be similar to what we have in the old Parker property. Those townhomes, those brick townhomes. If you have an RML, you could actually put apartments in there, which you may or may not want. But an LP, you will have eventually, I believe eventually, in that whole area, professional type. Could be doctors, attorneys, it could be accountants, but it will change the character of that area.
Yes.
In which I think I'm hearing you say no while you're on the phone.
I think at the very least, those houses in that block, at the very least, and I'm sympathetic to what she's talking about, the houses in that block that are currently residential, just we need to get them that way. I mean, we really do. They're nice houses. Mm-hmm. It's a nice neighborhood. And it butts up right next to Henderson Johnson's law office, which I can never imagine is a single family dwelling. But you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But at the very least, we need to do that. And if not, I know where Lexi's coming from, though.
Jane, that's exactly what I'm saying. We split one block. If you look at the, and I understand where Leslie's coming from, but I don't think it's good planning to say everything is going to go back to single family detached in the downtown area. And that's what this, not everything, but I mean, we went down the other section over here on Park Avenue and said, well, they want to make that thing. We said, no, we want to leave that where it is because that's on Park Avenue. We feel like that's reasonable. I think having some limited professional that's in downtown now is vibrant for the city. I really do. I think that's important because we have people that promotes commerce and whatever. And I don't think we should encroach on anywhere else if it's single family residential now. I don't think we should do that. But the stuff that is limited professional and that have lawyers and doctors in the downtown, I think that helps promote the downtown too. And I may be wrong about that, Roger, but I think that's isn't that kind of what Dick, the smart growth, wanted that you have you live, you work, and you're able to walk to where you work, and that type of concept. So, if everything is single family downtown, not everything, but if it's all downtown, then where are the doctors and the lawyers and the professionals going to be? They're going to be out in the suburbs, which means you got to get your car to go see them, which creates traffic. That's not smart. So, I think it's good to have a mix. And I can tell you right now, the people that are on Chesterfield that have their offices now, they're not gonna say I want to change it to single family detached. They're just not gonna do that.
Well, and last night at planning there was an issue, and the planning commission protected that limited professional zone, and they seem committed to doing that. And I think we are too. And as long as we don't let it deteriorate into something other than what it is now. Do you know what I'm saying?
I would support.
As long as we don't let it get looser and looser and looser, because we live right next to close to a limited professional zone, and the city has been wonderful about just keeping it that way, and we've been able to know that that's what it's going to be, and that's all it's going to be, and that's a big help. It really is. And we were afraid that now it was going to start getting going the other way, but it didn't at all. They didn't support that at all.
Okay, let's see where we are here with this particular block. Most of it is zoned LP right now, with the corner piece of it as RMH. So what do we want to do with this? We spent a lot of time on one little block here, and if we're going to get anywhere on this, we've got to make some decisions.
Roger, what were you recommending? You said to
protect. Currently, and again, let's look at what is there currently on the western side, which faces Newberry Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's primarily single-family residential, except for one building.
Mm-hmm.
On the eastern side, facing Chesterfield Street, it's entirely limited professional. The plan that we had land planned for that area showed some of this going back to single-family residential, but be attached single-family residential because it's a higher means or higher use of that area. So you could go ahead and have an LP, have single-family in there by right without a problem. If you go ahead and change this all to residential, multifamily, low-density RML, you can also allow attached homes in there, but not apartments. So if you're looking for the best of both worlds, I would say that everything facing Newberry Street, keep it as proposed in yellow. And everything facing Chesterfield Street, keep it the way it is currently zoned as LP.
That was my suggestion.
And I'm not saying this because of Pat.
No, I know that. But I mean, that was...
What if we zone the entire area RML?
If the entire area is zoned RML, that means that the current properties that are zoned LP, we're asking that someday we'd like them to consider rezoning that to RML or converting that back to a residential nature, which that's fine. There's no problem with that. But it's not something that would probably happen soon. In other words, I don't see Stewart and some of the law offices converting into single-family residential.
But if it is RML,
you could go ahead and build the
town,
the townhomes. So that'd be the compromise, having one side being single-family and the other side being RML, or changing it all to RML.
I'd rather see my opinion is I'd rather see the east side be LP and maybe even include Henderson Johnson's lot and put the other single family detached. There are houses there. They're decent. They're nice houses. We don't want them torn down to build townhomes. I don't.
And that's what, to be honest with you, that's what the land plan calls for. That the good areas that are single family now will remain single family. Now, the only question I have is, I guess, with depending on what the it could be R86 or whatever, because some of those lots are smaller, they just have smaller lots. In other words, it couldn't be RS15, but it could be as long as it's a residential area. Is that right?
Is there a house there or is that a?
Well, this doesn't say anything but detached, so it doesn't say what kind of detached.
So we're talking about
I presumed Ed would assign that when, if it were ever.
That is exactly what the land plan we did calls for, Jane. The ones that are currently detached remain detached. We try to fill in the lots with detached single family.
Okay, what's the decision?
I'm with Jane on the LP and the rest residential single family residential detached. But that's just my opinion.
All right, west side is what? RM?
What I'm hearing said is that on the Newberry side, where there are single-family homes, keep that as single-family detached, or what we're proposing here in yellow,
mm-hmm.
and that the rest there is currently RLP and being occupied by LP uses to keep it as LP. It still allows you to put single-family in there by right.
Okay. All right. The east side's LP. The other is RM.
Well, it'd be whatever.
Single family.
Yeah, it'd be single family.
Single family.
The next block over, again, we have primarily residential use, both on York Street and on Chesterfield, except at the very corner lot facing Barnwell, you do have an office complex. Do we see any changes necessary there?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next block over, again, is currently occupied all by residential, and it's zoned RMH, which allows apartment. We're saying let's go with a single-family detached, and in fact, there's a couple little lots in there that are DB. Again, we are suggesting that those would go back to a single-family detached the next two blocks.
And that's on, okay, that's on the York.
That's east of York Street.
I agree with that.
And they're all residential currently. There might be some older homes that are split into three or four units, but it is all single family at this point in time.
What are those, the DBs, what's that on?
Downtown.
I know, downtown business.
Both those, I believe, are vacant lots.
Okay.
Currently. Okay, going south of Barnwell Avenue, along Florence Street, we have the LP right now, which is it Hitchcock? Still there?
Aiken Prep.
Aiken Prep, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong block here. With office, which is the parking lot and the building next to the county building. The next block south, which would be south of Richland Avenue. If we could take the area that's along Richland Avenue, you have a couple blocks in there. They're making, suggesting really no changes except in yellow. A couple of houses that are currently in there, to ask them if they'd like to go to single family. And there's an apartment in there to go to multifamily instead of LP. Any changes that you'd see along Richland? It's basically saying, let's stay the way that we are.
Yeah, no changes for me.
Okay, the next block down, which is along Hayne Avenue, is fairly critical between Lancaster and Florence. It's currently zoned RML. It's all single-family homes. Asking those individuals to rezone it to single-family homes instead of RML, which would allow an apartment to go in there. Now, I can't imagine any of them wanting an apartment in there, but they could if they wanted to. There's no other suggested changes until we get to that one area that's currently zoned a downtown business, and it's currently occupied by a large home that's split up into several apartments, and asking them to rezone that to multifamily. And again, you can make changes beyond what the committee, you know, if you think something else should change here, that'd be fine. But they're suggesting that we go to that individual and ask that be rezoned to multifamily instead of DB.
Well, the condition on that is the entire parcel is not actually zoned DB, it's split. The eastern tip is DB. The western two-thirds is single family.
Gee.
So it's not really correct. I mean, that lot is divided.
Is that, but is the building set on the whole lot? Is that
the building is on the single family portion.
And the corner is DB.
Correct.
And there's no, and the building is not sitting on that.
Correct. So
it's
really
a tiny corner though.
Are we saying then that the correct zoning for that would probably be RML?
Well, the recommendation is for all of this for apartments, and yeah, probably aren't RML.
Any problems? Great. We're going to the next district.
Okay. Let us say this. If there's anyone in the audience that would like to make a comment about anything we're talking about, please feel free to come up to the mic and make your comments. We want to be as informal as we can be on this thing and find out, because we may be talking about some things that you might have a good point, you might have a reason why. So, and we don't know that unless you tell us. So,
okay, this next zone is occupying basically the Richland Avenue corridor, and we do have an overhead for this so we can follow it. Oh, that's great. We'll start on the called the northwest corner of this, which is at Barnwell Avenue to Richland, and we'll be going from, what is that western street there?
Is it Ori?
West?
Okay, Union Street?
Union.
Okay.
Okay, the one we can't.
My glasses on.
It's kind of a Union Street.
The first block here is showing everything converting to single family. And you can see that currently everything is zoned GB, general business. And that's the primary zoning on the north and south side of Richland Avenue. So as we look at all this, keep in mind that it's currently zoned for general business in this area. They're stating in the first five blocks to go from general business to single family, except along Richland Avenue, and even they're changing from general business to a lesser zone of LBLP,
limited
business, limited professional. So I think it's good to look at that in conceptual, you know, that whole area as to what you'd like to see. Thoughts, comments?
POS, I'm sorry, I should know that. Means the green is...
Open space? Okay. It's that P that got us. So that's just open space. That would be the Giles Park.
Oh, good.
I get back to my point about if there isn't some general business in the LP downtown, then have we helped ourselves?
Is this considered downtown? That's what I guess would be the question.
I grew up in this neighborhood, Pat. That neighborhood had a lot of residential property. I can see Richland Avenue becoming some general business, although a year past it was residential. But to have everything swamped with businesses and no community, that's only the bank that you just...
What's allowed in limited business?
My only question is Richland Avenue. That's my only question is Richland Avenue. Should it change it?
Limited business, though, Pat, is pretty... pretty lenient, isn't it? Except you can't have a...
It's lenient, but it's limited on the hours. You could open at a certain time, you got to close at a certain time. So there are restrictions. There are restrictions on the size of the particular size building that you could have there. Where general business could be a convenience store open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And limited business wouldn't allow.
You can open at 6 o'clock in the morning. You got to close at 10 o'clock at night. Your maximum size building is 5,000 square feet. And then it limits you as to what type of business you could even have in there in those areas. But again, that's a lot of leeway going from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, and I agree with Leslie on the everything to the north that is GB now. Most of that is residential, is it not?
It is.
So I mean, that's what it's used now. My only comment was on Richland Avenue, whether limited business is, but if it does give us the leeway for business to be there, which is what it's been for a long time, but I don't disagree with everything to the north being residential. As long as the residential that we have, the lot sizes that the people can have, what is there now. And if that's the case, then I think that's what we should leave it.
Yeah, it's a 5,000 square foot building, so you still are allowed to have that parking. But I mean, you could have just about any type of business there. The only difference is, for instance, a restaurant, you could have it, has to have without seating or a drive-through under limited business. So you could not have a sit-down restaurant. unless there's an exception on that. The grocery stores, hardware stores, anything that you could think of typically as a business. Most businesses close at 10, and again, they're trying to have a transitional zone here so that residents behind it are not going to have to put up with noise and inconveniences all night long.
Well, I bet this committee went over this lot by lot, and I think the first five blocks look good to me, from the west to the east. 1, 2, 3. That's what we're talking about, right?
That is correct. Okay, the next three, so everybody feels fairly comfortable with that, the first five blocks?
Yes.
The same way the committee has recommended. The next three blocks over shows a blue at the top. As you can see here, it's currently light industrial. We're recommending that it stay light industrial, and that the, again, along the Richland Avenue portion, it goes from GB to LBLP.
Now the blue over here in that little box says industrial.
Correct. They're not differentiating between light industrial, limited manufacturing, or industrial.
Okay.
So they're just saying keep it the way it is. Mm-hmm. Is that something council wants it to remain light industrial?
Roger. Correct. You're talking about the three.
Yes.
The blue. The blues.
That blue, which says I, and the legend that's institutional, not industrial.
Oh.
Should be a note on this map, the note on the larger map, pointing to the area that says it's a possible campus site for technical education center. If the school site is not feasible for this area, it should be single-family residential. So, again, if it's a bigger one, you can map it as a school site. If it's not that, it should be single-family residential. But it's institutional, not that.
And what could be an institutional other than schools?
Office institutional is what? Is that the same thing?
Essentially, yeah.
So you could have an office in there?
If you look at your magic list here, under office institutional, that would be the last meeting.
Okay. Lee
Poe. One of the key things, I was on the East Committee, and one of the key things that came up was this note that we just heard about, which is on Figure 5 of the report that the committee gave you. The thought was that this is an excellent location for, and we need in that area, some sort of a schooling, training activity for the local residents to get upgraded in their skills. It doesn't sound like to me, from a practical standpoint, that we're going to end up being Aiken Tech, but that was certainly the thought that went behind this, and it's probably going to be a long time in coming, but we think that it's important that we the city, market this area as a good location for that sort of a tech school, a campus of some sort that could provide training to the nearby residents. Thank you.
Okay, so that's let's make sure I understand, and maybe everybody does. You're talking about this spot, Lee, the purple?
I'm talking about those three blue spots.
Okay, the blue spots.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's shown on the map 5 of the report as a note.
Matt, wait a minute.
This right, big, on the big board. On the big sheet.
On the big sheet.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Shown as a note right here.
Okay.
Pointing to those three areas.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Jack Franklin. We are in the process of purchasing the old Aiken Building Supply, which is your top one-third of that property surrounded by Williamsburg and Barnwell on the north. I'm assuming that this institutional thing is something that is not in the near future. but we have just opened All-Star Rents, and we're buying that building to be our second location and our warehouse facility. We are in the process of cleaning that area up. I'm under contract to buy that property, and I guess I'm looking for a warm, fuzzy feeling that this isn't going to, as soon as I get in there and get the place cleaned up, fixed up, and operating, it turns into something that I can't do anything with if that doesn't work out for me.
Yeah. Pat, go ahead if you like.
The first thing, first meeting that we've brought this up, is we are not going to change people's zoning. That's the first thing. That's, in other words, you'd have to request to have the zoning change to whatever this plan comes up
okay.
to.
Okay. I apologize because I got in on this late.
No. It would be.
I didn't know anything about it.
That's okay. That's fine.
It would be a normal thing for anybody who's buying a piece of property to, if they hear that they're looking at a strategic plan and planning is looking at changing things, that's a natural reaction. You're not the first person we've heard from, believe me, because we had a lot of discussion on that. But, Mr. Mayor, you may want to comment.
Well, I was just going to say the same thing, Pat, and Jack and I talked briefly before the meeting, and this is like a long-range, you know, plan. If you could design your city the way you wanted, the downtown area we're talking about, then we would like to have it like this, or like this, or like this, and that's what we're talking about. And as Pat said, we decided early on that this council, now councils can change, obviously, and people's thoughts change, but as far as this council, we were unanimous, I think, in the fact that we were not going to even try to just go out and just change people's slots without their agreement. And I'm totally against that. I think we all are law. There may be some circumstance that will come up where we have to have eminent domain for one thing or another, but it's got to be, I mean, it's got to be for safety or whatever, emergency kind of thing, as far as I'm concerned, or for the public good. But we haven't done that.
Okay.
In,
all right.
In years. I don't know. I don't remember any time doing it.
You know,
that.
And should this thing actually develop and... we want to be good corporate citizens as well as we live here, and this is our town, too.
Absolutely.
I would certainly think we could work something out if it were, in fact, going to be built there, that we would be willing to do something and move on to another place. But I was just looking for an assurance that if that doesn't work out to be our perfect location and we need to move south or somewhere else with our warehouse facilities, that I'm sitting here with a piece of property that is then not usable for anything until it is institutional.
Yeah, yeah. What are you storing in the warehouse?
Tables, tents, party supplies.
And it's in one of these?
It's where the old Aiken Building Supply was, right on Williamsburg.
Barnwell and Williamsburg.
So you've got that whole top third of the block then?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Great.
And, you know, it's a good location for what we're doing. The facility fits this type of you know, and in fact, it's zoned retail, I think, is the current zoning on that. And we are retail. That's what we're doing there. We will be renting tents and tables, chairs, party supplies out of that place, as well as our new place on Newberry. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
I think we did, at the beginning of this discussion, said when we have this plan, whatever it ends up being, that would be in bold letters that we are not going to be changing people's zoning. The reason why I mention that is the fact that if that's not there, it could affect when you decide if you're going to sell it to somebody else, and they know that there's this, the strategic plan of the city says it's going to be institute whatever we arrive at. If that's not on the document, then that could affect somebody saying, wait a minute, are they going to have the same question you have about, well, what are they going to do to my property in the future? I think that's important. That was what Mike Farmer brought up when we brought this up about, well, you know, if the plan's there and you don't have some definitive document that says what is the future of this, it could affect somebody's ability to sell it in the future. And we know that. I mean, we would all question that. We'd have the same question that this gentleman has. Yeah. Well, if I buy this and I put this business here, are you going to change in the future?
Jack, by law, I look at this as part of a comprehensive plan for the whole city, you know, and this is a piece of it. By law, you know, we have to have that. And you have to review it every 4 or 5 years, what have you. I mean, that's by law. A municipality has to have that if you've got zoning. So to me, we're just trying to fine-tune. We fine-tuned various areas already of the comprehensive plan. And to me, what we're doing, and we're fine-tuning and looking again at the downtown area, which we haven't looked at in detail in years. I don't remember really that we've done it since I've been on council. So, again, I think that that's exactly what we're doing now, is trying to fine-tune and looking ahead as to what we want, and just like we've done with other areas, really.
I think it is, as far as what it is zoned light industrial now. I remember I used to unload sheetrock and plaster from a rail car. There's a rail line back there, isn't there? Isn't that property served by a spur? I know that may not be used anymore, but
the spur's not there.
As far as the spur's gone, it's been taken out.
The committee has worked on that, the institutional in the future, and I support the committee recommendation.
Okay. Any changes then from what is proposed here? Blue on the top, candy stripe down the bottom.
I agree on the candy stripe. I'm in between on the I don't necessarily disagree with it. That's what the rest of the neighborhood would want. But anyway, I will defer to the majority on that. I'm just not sure that, having worked with Aiken Technical College and trying to do their working on their foundation, and whether how hard it is to get buildings built out there, and you know, some people don't want to have the traffic associated with a technical school that you would put in a residential area if that's what's all the way around it.
But I don't think you have to worry about traffic on this piece of property, and it may not even be a contest.
Well, I mean,
you have Augustus that's looking in this area, so it may not be a contest.
Well, I mean, not Aiken, but if it's any technical school and you have for hours of parking, you've got to have places for the kids, for the students to park. Are they going to park on the street?
Pat, I can assure you that on this side of town, we don't have a West Europe. That is not going to be a problem for the traffic.
All I'm telling you is that if you have, which is GB now, which we're going, the strategic plan is going to call for single family detached, and you put a school over there, a technical school or whatever, they're going to have to be, I'm talking about planning, Roger. I'm just talking about how do we do that. I'm just, you know, I understand, and I don't necessarily disagree with having a future educational campus there, but I'm just telling you, when you do that, there, you have to have, if you build buildings, you got to have places for people to park. I'm talking about if you have 100 students or whatever, you got to have 100 parking spots. That's just a thought.
Well, right now it's zoned. Excuse me. Limited industrial, right?
Light industrial. Isn't that right?
Light industrial.
Light industrial, excuse me. So other things could go there too, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thought, about the technical school. Now, I have a question on the purple, which that's next. We're going to talk about the purple block.
Everybody feel comfortable then? Well, maybe not comfortable,
yeah.
but
we're saying
we'll stay that.
Under light industrial, even a crematory can go there.
Well, but what we're saying is proposed land use is institutional. Is that correct?
No. Office institutional, which allows you a number of things other than just even the technical school. You know, you could have churches there. You could have some limited businesses there. You could have residential there.
But this gentleman's business would not be allowed there.
Under office institutional, could that be there, Ed? You know, offhand.
Any kind of retail sales is not allowed in office institution.
Yeah, restaurants without seating, bed and breakfast.
The proposal is, again, for the blue to be a technical school. If it's not that, then single-family residential. So it's not really correct to say that it's proposed to be office institutional.
It's either going to be, under this plan, it's either going to be
we don't have
a technical school
zoning
or single-family residential.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, Ed, where's the school zone then? We don't have strictly a school zone.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
So it could be a number of things.
If it were zoned office institutional, that's correct.
Oh, okay. What I'm confused about, it shows blue, but yet on the blue it says light industrial.
Light industrial is what it is now.
That's what it is. Okay, so we're going to, you want to go to office institutional?
You want to go to institution. It's a school.
What's proposed is for it to be a technical school or something like that, institutional use like that, and if that's not the case, then single family residential. And how do you get, how it is zoned to accomplish that? Really,
you're talking about a new category that talks just strictly about the schools then.
Probably.
Which is what we've talked about.
Under almost institutional issues,
yeah,
school.
We've talked.
Based on what I'm seeing on this zoning classification sheet.
Well, I think, I don't know. I don't understand why we want to limit it to just a school. To just the possibility of a school there. Are you saying, I mean, to me that says, okay, when we start limiting it to that kind of thing, we've done a lot of planning, we've looked at what the lay of the land, we've looked at the community, what it's going to be in 15, 20 years, and yes, that's the place for a school. So we're going to zone it for school. I'm not sure that's...
Well, we just had a school that moved from the downtown area right now over to the bypass, charter school. So I could see the possibilities of charter schools coming in possibly and moving into those areas.
Okay, so when you limit it, though, just to a school, you're saying, okay, if somebody else wants to come in and use it for something else, the council has to change their decision at that point in time or say no.
Is there a distinction between proposed land use I, which is institutional, and office institution? There is a distinction. What they're saying, Mr. Mayor, is that the committee said we want institutional, we want a school there of that type, or single-family residential detached. That's what they're recommending. They're not recommending office institutional.
Right. They want either
school. They want either a school or single-family detached. And I'm not saying I'm in favor of that, but that's what they're saying.
Okay, but we don't have a zone strictly for those for that yet. Is that correct? I'm looking at OI right now, office institutional, which allows lots of things. So you're talking about creating a new zone?
If you want to prevent
if you want
other than institutional uses, we would need a new zone.
Okay. And it would say either school or single family detached.
Say school initially. And if 20 years you don't have any thinking on the school, then you change it to limited. The thought is that if you go, that land is, as we looked at it, is basically available. If you go stick in the middle, if you put on Marion and Barnwell, if you put a building, you've now eliminated those three half blocks. Mm-hmm. From possible use as a school. And so, yeah. You know, if you're the city manager, the city voices don't speak up for a school, it won't happen. It's a logical location for one. It has road access, and let me say that. The major highway is just adjacent to it on the east end. So, you know, I don't worry about the road access. Sure, you got to have parking places, but if you, the spokespeople for the city, don't speak up and work to get a school there, then we're saying that it ought to go back to the same as City Yellow, single man.
Okay, all right.
So it is a different category.
Thank you, Link. I better understand the situation now. Thank you for your thoughts. Okay.
You know, I think that...
Nobody would support the institution that they already got.
Okay.
You know, Leslie, my comment on the technical school versus a charter school, which I happen to agree with you on the charter school because it's you know, one of the things that we have in a downtown school to walk to is one of the things that, you know, we've gotten away from, which I think is, you look at where Aiken was. My only comment on the technical school was you had a lot of adults attending that, which requires parking. I don't think you require as much parking with a charter school for kids, which is a distinction. And that's, if you look at what some of the things that people want to do, they're trying to get schools back in the downtown area where the kids aren't all over the place. So I agree with you on that. My only comment about the technical school was, I know from experience that if you have a technical school, you have a lot of adults that are being educated, and they usually drive to get there, and you need parking. But as far as the charter school location there, I can see where that could possibly happen. I'm talking about a grade school or a junior high school or something like that. But I still think I'm just not sure I support doing away with all this light industrial either, but that's just my opinion.
Well, that's actually what's been bothering me, is it's zoned light industrial right now. So we're talking about a wish for the future or a possibility, but someone, the owners of that, presumably can come along and want to make a light industrial use right now. What are we going to do?
Not according to what we're...
They'll do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's what it's zoned for. Like Jack wants to do, right? You want to keep it.
Yes. I guess my question to you would be, and I'm trying to clearly understand this. You have said that although this is the plan, that we would have to ask you to zone this to whatever you're recommending. And yet, I also somehow am picking up a feeling that anytime you want to, you can come and tell me that it's going to be that. And my question is, is this going to be something we're going to come and ask you to do, or is this going to be something you're going to come and tell me you're doing?
If I could.
I don't know whether my statement was really to reinforce what we told you before that you're going to have to request it.
Okay.
It's zoned light industrial right now. If the owner wants to develop it in a light industrial way, there is nothing that we can do about it.
Okay.
Jack, no. Gary Smith,
and we're already developed.
To give you a legal opinion on this.
Yes, sir.
What council has said is, at least this particular makeup of city council is not interested in forcing somebody to change zoning if they don't want to change it themselves. What they've also said is, once this process is complete, if you own this property at that time, you're going to get a letter in the mail asking you if you would like to voluntarily change your zoning to the zoning that they've got on the map. And if you say no, this council has said that's the end of it. We're not going to pursue it any further. We're going to leave the zoning the way it is. Okay. Now, in 2 years, this council may change. And we have no control over that.
Certainly at some point it'll change.
And the comprehensive plan can always be modified in the future. And so any property owner in town needs to understand that. But if you have developed your property this year into the use that you want it to be, if a council were to come along later and say, we're now going to change this zoning to institutional, your property would be allowed to remain in the use that you have it as now.
Grandfather.
For so long as the property was not destroyed more than 50%. Okay, or city council came along and condemned the property and took it away from you, which this council hadn't done since I've been here.
And I understand that process.
So, you know, once your property is built, there's not anything any council can do to take that property away from you other than letting the house, unless the place blows up or catches fire or something like that.
All right.
So,
thank you for clarification.
Okay.
But if he keeps the light industrial zoning, even if it does blow up, he gets to put it back.
That's correct. I'm assuming light industrial allows retail. I'm not sure it does.
According to the map you've given me, that third is retail. You're showing it all blue on the map in the handout that was mailed
us. Yeah.
Something else that Mr. Franklin after he just finished is that light industrial only allows retail through a special exception approval by the zoning board. So, and there was a retail use there with a building supply place there.
if that had not been abandoned for more than a year, to continue a retail use. Mm-hmm. But that's been closed for more than a year. So to establish a retail use where he wants to go, he's got to go to zoning board for a special exception. I don't want to get you bogged down in that. I was going to talk to him about that.
But that's a separate. That is a totally separate issue from what we're talking about, Mr. Franklin. Just, but you need to get that part resolved before you open your business.
Thank you for your
thank you.
Okay, so where are we?
Okay, do you want it to go to school? The blue to be designated as school, or the candy stripe. But I think we all agree that the candy stripe along Richland is fine. It's just the blue area school.
I think there were two options: the school.
And if it doesn't go school,
the residential.
You know, 10, 20 years from now, if there's no school there, then let it go residential. The question comes in is, what if 5 years from now somebody wants to put in some attached homes? I guess the next council could go ahead and decide if they want to allow that or not.
Again, this whole scenario is a what if deal.
That is correct.
So you're saying whether we would allow it or not?
Well, right now it's zoned LI, light industrial. They're proposing that it would be school in the future, but if that never happens, then it go residential. And we don't say when that may happen.
Well, we have to have some.
You're restricting it quite a bit here by just saying school.
Absolutely.
Is what I'm hearing you say.
We sure are. We sure are.
What's wrong with that? Help me understand what's wrong with that, different than what we're doing with other areas.
I guess the question would be, what if somebody wants to come in with single-family homes?
I think we're saying that.
Well, they want to come in with attached single-family homes. He's saying you can't do that here.
If it's going to be zoned school, or that you're proposing...
Well, or single-family detached.
Now, the next council could go ahead and change that at that time.
Well, council would have to make that decision if that happened.
Either or, schools or single-family.
Well,
what I'm understanding is they're saying that they want a conditional... if we get a school, then we want it to be zoned school. But if we don't get a school, then we want it to be residential.
But you want to wait a number of years to see if you need a school or want a school.
And I'm not sure how well the zoning ordinance.
And again, what I heard was,
figure that kind
let's
thing
try
out
to get a school there for the next 20 years. If that doesn't happen 20 years from now, then we can look at a single family residential. Again, that's what the committee is asking for. That may or may not be what council. What I thought I heard council say, well, we'd love to have a school there, that'd be great, but if in a few years now somebody comes with a great residential plan, let's not restrict ourselves.
But in the meantime, someone could come in and put something in
light industrial.
Under light industrial, and wouldn't even have to
come before council.
Come before council.
That's correct.
Well, that's in any of these areas.
Hmm?
I mean, that's in any of these areas with the current.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's just, I was just saying that to, because so that could happen easily.
Then it seems that leaving it light blue at this time is kind of okay. I mean, see what happens later. It's not locking anything else. It's just...
I would support the school zoning and without other conditions, the future school zoning.
State law does require you to review this plan. You have to review it at least every 5 years for minor modification. You have to review it every 10 years for full-scale modification. So, I mean, that process is going to continue. The review process is going to continue over the years. So to leave it as school for right now, understanding that you want to do it for a 10 or 20-year period, you know in 10 more years you're going to be looking at it again.
But to do it to make it school, you've got to come up with a new category.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But in the meantime,
in the comprehensive plan, the comprehensive plan can recommend that you want a new zoning category. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Right. Okay. But in the meantime, I mean, Jack can go ahead. There's nothing here that's going to affect what Jack wants to do.
That's correct.
On that land.
Provided the use that he wants to do
right.
is in current compliance with our current zoning ordinance.
Right.
I think Ed has to talk to him about whether retail is allowed there or not.
Well, that's a separate. He's got to do that whether we're having
that's
a meeting
correct.
Or not.
Yeah. That's correct.
10 years from now, he can get a super offer, someone that wants to buy his property and build a school that he can't refuse, or a developer who says that, you know, I want to take your the land and build some attached houses, and he's got a good deal. He comes back before council and says, I want to rezone my property. So these things happen all the time with people coming in here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Okay.
I guess my only question, when we have this plan, in other words, the comprehensive plan for the old Aiken Ash plan, are we going to say what's here, future technical education campus? I think that ought to be changed, Leslie, to be honest with you. I think that sends a whole different than what you're talking about with a charter school or a school, downtown school, but that's just my opinion, or single-family detached houses. I'm not sure. I'd rather see it give us a little bit more flexibility as far as having some other uses other than single-family detached. My old argument about if somebody wanted to put attached homes on the comprehensive plan, then it would fit. Now, the I, if it's, would it be institutional? You could put the school in institutional right now. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
So that's what we're saying. It's going to be the comprehensive plan would say I or single family, either attached or detached. That's my only question. You understand what?
But I can see you all's point as the growth happens in on the east side of town and people coming into Aiken with an institution there, you're going to have to drive 10 miles further down the road to Aiken Tech College. You've got a campus there for the Wills and the Elko folks to come to have some classes. And I notice right now Voorhees College, for example, was in North Augusta, they were in Augusta, was in North Augusta, and I heard yesterday from one of the folks that moved to Aiken Tech, and Voorhees is in Denmark, and they're offering classes for...
Yeah, we have a lot of, we coordinate a lot of that with the other, you know, I mean, they have a expansive, they work with the other technical colleges a lot.
Okay, what do we want it here?
My only suggested change would be, do we want to be a little more open as far as, rather than single family detached houses, do it to where we allow, single-family attached or detached. I mean, that gives us more flexibility as far as going back to a residential neighborhood.
Or just call it single-family and don't say whether it's attached or detached.
Attached or that's my point.
The note just says single-family residential. On that.
Well, but the box says future technical education or single-family detached houses. The box on this plan. The big box. That's the one. This is a overall plan that was first submitted to us. And that's what the...
We're stuck here in the mud, and I don't see a problem. I know we're trying to protect Jack here as much as we can, but we can't do anything without Jack's permission, no matter what we say today. Why can't we zone this for future proposal? What the committee is recommending, it's not going to change unless he tells us he wants his property changed. So I don't understand why we're
stuck here. If I've understood, we all agree right now on the I. In other words, it's going to be blue right now. The real question is the alternative. whether it could be a little broader
right.
than single-family homes.
In the future.
In the future.
But again, it's, unless he says, he nods his head, we can't do anything. So I don't...
No, no, no. My only point, Leslie, was this thing says... Future technical college or single family detached houses.
Ed actually has a different map that he's working with that just says single family
single
residential.
Family. As long as it says single family, I'm okay.
I don't know why ours says detached.
Yeah.
The map is the actual version that was recommended just says single family residential. When we did this new map that you wanted showing existing zoning and land that would have to be rezoned. And the note was added. It was the note was incorrectly worded detached single family. It should not say detached on that version that you got. It's just okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's what the category would say that then, either institutional or single family.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what the category. If we agree, that's what that category would say, Ed, essentially. Those two things.
If you wanted to accomplish both, that's what it would say.
Or are we just going with the one institutional at this time? And then if something else comes up, as Leslie has laid out, somebody might come forward and say, hey, we want to, and the owner may agree, and then look at it at that time. Because we already have zoning for residential.
If you look at the full intent of the comprehensive plan, and if you zone it as school, and someone comes back and wants to put single family, you have to give a good reason why you're going to go ahead and change the comprehensive plan to residential from school. Now that'd be the only thing. Now, if you already have it set out that it could be school or residential, then they don't even need to come back to City Council for that permission.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to understand.
How tough is it to just go ahead and create a new category for that? Is it pretty simple?
You've got to create a category anyway for just school, right? Because if you go with what school now, you've got all these other things in it. So you've got to create a new category.
So why can't we agree with that school, with that area, with the school, and then the single-family houses, and our single-family houses?
Well, you can, and I was just trying to understand, is that what your thought is, Ed, to have that category, including those two things? Lee, you had a question, sir?
I think that it's important to have some time period. You know, I've been I think you got to try to get a school, and it's not going to occur. You're not going to go out and Monday you'll come back and say we've got this land and we're going to build a school there. So I think to have it institutional or school or whatever you want to call it, or single family housing immediately is wrong. I think it's all you're going to do is you're going to find somebody to put a single family house in there and to get more money for that property when it goes to the school. I think it's got to be marketed as available land for a school of the sort that we're talking about here for at least some period of time before you convert it back to single family residence.
And the only concern I have with that approach is, and Mr. Franklin, I'm not trying to suggest that this is something the city would want to do, but, you know, let's say you do that and you put it on the comprehensive plan, and then 2 weeks from now some guy comes in here and wants to develop a really nice residential subdivision right there and has the ability to buy all of that property. He's going to have the ability to come to council to ask for a zoning change regardless of what the comprehensive plan says, and then council has to make a determination as to whether that is an appropriate change to make to the comprehensive plan.
It seems to me to be a reasonable thing that you kind of have to face up to.
Yeah.
You ought to set your priority to say that we believe that school should be there or not there. That's what it ought to be. You ought to set your goal, and this is a goal, to have a school located in that location. Certainly, I've got to get nothing out of it from where I
sure.
You probably won't have one before I'm gone, but I think it's important set your priority, your goal today. And let's worry about if somebody buys it and wants to build a housing development there 3 years from now. You come back to council, and council has to face up to, well, we said it was for school, but we got money in hand today. Why don't we use it? Exactly. I think that's an issue that's going to come up with everything we're talking about here. And so it's not, in my way of thinking, the right answer. The strategic issue you need to face up to is, do you believe that this location is a proper location for a school of some type? And we thought that it was training. But if you say no, then move on. But don't put it. It can be either a school or somebody can build a single family house there.
Can anybody see any of these property owners saying, when we sent it out, saying, would you like your land to be institutional? And he's going to say, what does that mean? Well, it can be used for a school. Well, when's the school coming? We don't know.
That's right.
20 years maybe, but we want to zone your land institutional. And I'm going to raise my hand and say, wait a minute, does that mean if I zone an institution, somebody wants to come in and put houses in here, what do I got to do? Got to go back to us, have it changed from institutional, single family, residential. Guys, there is no chance that these people are going to say, put it institutional now for something that may happen in 20 years or 10 years or whatever. I'm talking about realistic now. And I know this is a long-range plan, but this is such a change from what it's used for now and what it can be used for. I would say that those 1-6 property owners, there's no way that they're going to say, change my zoning to institutional. And put all those restrictions on his land on something that
it may never happen.
May never happen. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Lee, but God, I think we're trying to do, look into the future, but also give us leeway on the other. But
I think it depends on what the owner is what the offer is. If the institution wants to be built, wants the property bad enough, the offer could be lucrative enough. But I agree with you that we shouldn't play games with the person that owns the property. In terms of it can be either or, and you get an offer saying that I want to build apartments, I've got a deal here for you, and then he's got the property saying, well, my property is quite an institutional, and he's got to go before a lot of changes to get it rezoned. So we need to decide which we want at this point, the zoning.
Haven't we accomplished the same thing if we say that, you know, future is institutional? However, if it's not institutional, it would be residential. Haven't we accomplished that? I mean, I thought we had
the goal. Just to state what the goal is.
Right. And but we're not going to change anybody's zoning. To me, that accomplishes it. But just to say it's going to be institutional.
Well,
we got. I think that's going to be almost impossible to not to say that somebody couldn't be working on it right now. That you know, I know there are people that are looking for places to put downtown schools.
We just had a piece of property acquired.
Well, let's go. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, Jack, go ahead.
If it's truly your intent to have an educational facility, an area. And that's one of the few that's left in that area, to the best of all I've seen. If you do this / residential, very likely someone will come in, take one half or all of one of those blocks, and then you have, for one piece of property, you've eliminated the having a large enough piece of property to have an institution. Makes me no difference either way. At some point in time, it's going to change. I would much rather have you come in and say, we're going to take your property and we're going to put a school there, than I would for someone else to start building single-family residences around me, and then there's no place to ever build a school.
Okay.
So either I think you're committed to some period of time to give the community an opportunity to turn this into an institutional facility, or you're just really saying, well, we kind of like for that to happen, but we're really zoning this single family right now. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That would be subject to us approving it again.
Right.
But I see the need for the school location, and probably it's an excellent one. I mean, there's more property could be done down there, but you do the slash residential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in order for all three of those blocks to be just for school, of course, and you would have to give your agreement too at the time. And I don't know how many owners are there. Are there? Somebody said six.
Well, I was looking at the properties. I don't know how many there are.
But are we not? And maybe the committee did this, or maybe there's no reason to do it, but I kind of think there would be to talk with the school system, and when I say system, I'm talking about the technical college, the university, maybe the public schools, those folks that are involved with schools. Are we not working in somewhat of a vacuum here to say that, gee, that looks like a good place to put a technical school, or however it was described? Future technical education campus. Shouldn't we be working together as a comprehensive plan for what the needs are, what we think the needs are 20 years from now, for schooling? Rather than city council just say, well, gee, that looks like a good place, ultimately to say, we agree that, yeah, that looks like a good place to put a school. Period. I mean, was there any discussion with any of the higher education organizations?
At this point in time, as far as I know, there had been no discussion with the school system. There had been a lot of discussion with the residents in that area, and that was one of the ideas where this thing came from. It was one of the things that they thought that they needed ability to train their younger people so that they could go out and get good jobs. And they thought it would, wouldn't it be wonderful if it was in our location here? And this was an excellent opportunity, because what's there now is basically nothing. Old unused properties.
Right.
And right. You need significant land in order to be able to do that. No, we didn't go talk to USCA or anything else. We hope that that will come from you guys.
Well, that's a subject that I think we don't do enough about anyway, irregardless of this particular thing. The city and the county and the school districts ought to be working closer together on the whole concept of community. And perhaps they would have some ideas and maybe even buy land or whatever themselves. Not necessarily that land, but wherever they think they need a school or some additional training. But that's another subject, I guess. Okay.
I support the category that was identified by the committee with the institutional at this point.
And actually what muddies the water is talking about single family later or whatever. Right. Why don't we just say institutional, right, and future councils will, if that doesn't work, they'll have to deal with it at that time. We might have a little asterisk in the plan saying something like that. I think that's, Pat, what you're still talking about, really.
I think for the record, future reference, as we move from one council to another, something to be indicated, Susan, that the discussion took place with possible future use of that property being residential, but the decision, if we decide on the institutional, that is the category we would work with at this point in time.
Richard, one more thing that came out of the discussion that we had, the folks that came in and talked with us and met with us did not want to see it continued as light industrial.
Yeah.
So we said, well, what if you can't get a school, what would you do? And we concluded that that we'd like to see it revert back to residential, given a period of time. You can't give away a piece of this thing and still expect that it will go be culminated in a school system. So we thought that it was necessary to do that, but we thought it was necessary also to tell you guys that we thought that if this weren't the case, then it ought to be single family dwelling.
Yeah, I understand that, but actually, the goal, as you put it, the goal is institutional. So I think it's better to be not be so ambiguous as far as what the plan is. That's, and then that thought will be out there. Future councils, if school doesn't work out, then future councils can tackle it in the light of the knowledge we have at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ambiguity isn't always good.
It's okay. Everybody agree? Pat, you agree, don't you?
I don't know what the heck we're agreeing on, to be honest with you.
So we're talking about a new category specifically for schools, institutional schools. Nothing in there.
What you're talking about now is what's going to be shown on this future land use map.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Try to keep zoning out of this. That's what's complicating
okay.
a lot of
yes.
this.
Okay.
You're not dealing with zoning right now. You're dealing with what ought to be shown on the future land use map as the recommended use.
Okay.
The current zoning may not make any sense in that regard. But you're trying to decide what you want this to be.
Right.
As a result of that, it may point out the need for a new zoning capital. But you can't get too hung up in what the current zoning ordinance says, or that just complicates it, you know, far too much.
Okay.
Just decide what you want it to be.
Okay, I understand. All right.
This gets even more complicated, though, because we're talking about a use which, you know, requires a whole lot of other things other than what the city's doing to get this accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what makes this more complicated. I mean, we changed on the plan from general business a 5-block area to single family like this in 30 seconds. I mean, think about what we did. I mean, that's from the standpoint where we're talking about changing it to institutional, where there is at best, I mean, I deal with the technical colleges, and when the state of South Carolina cuts us from 58% funding to 37% funding, there is no money. I mean, you know, we all know that. So it's a question of charter schools may work. That's a coming thing, and the state's supporting those. But as far as technical colleges, they're cutting us left and right. We're trying to raise money to just keep it going from other funds. So, you know, I'm all for you, but as far as trying to find funds for this quote technical college, those things change. I just don't see it. But anyway.
All right. Pat, do you agree then at this time to go forward with at least planning? We're not voting on anything. We're just trying to put together a plan that we'll later decide
on.
The ayes have it.
Institutionalized.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I don't think we're going to finish this whole area today, but maybe we get this next one block here that's in purple. And Ed, if you could identify, what does purple mean?
Office.
Ed?
It says I.
It's I now going to office.
What's purple? Ed? Yes.
Office.
Okay, so office means office, just like institutional just meant institutional, but not office.
Yeah,
yes,
the purple. Yeah.
That's office, based on my chart.
Okay. Well, I was just confused before you had I here, and I didn't know what institutional meant. Versus, so O could be any type of office space in there, large office. Council feel comfortable changing from industrial to office.
This is just a
rich
editorial comment. Obviously, the whole scope of the downtown Old Aiken master plan is to not have any light industrial in it. I mean, if you look here, that's, I mean, everything, I don't know where we would be keeping any light industrial at all in the old Aiken master plan.
That is correct.
Is there some reason why we would want to have some light industrial, or at least the other industrial, which is going to be more limited when the other, not the other, actually light industrial is more limited than the other, the third industrial category we've come up with. And I'm not saying I'm for it or against it, but is there some reason to have some light industrial in this area?
Yeah.
Your typical towns that are now being developed or looked at, you tend to have your warehousing, your limited manufacturing, light industrial on the outskirts, not in the center.
And I don't necessarily disagree with that.
And that's what I think the whole idea when the committees got together is, back in the 1800s when there was railroad spurs and the railroad was really controlled things, that's not the way it is anymore, because we're not relied on the railroad, we're relied more on trucking industry, and therefore the warehousing, which is typically your light industrial, would go on more the outskirts, similar why we have Willow Run Business Park.
But I think what's happened is that the Jackson Transfer and Storage Company, the Bob Meadows's, the outskirts that were there have gone further outskirts. But I mean, that's part of our problem here is the fact that, I mean, these things have been light industrial for 50 years. I mean, as long as I've been here, and you've been here forever, but that's part of our problem is the fact that it used to be the core was here, the outskirts used to be here, now the outskirts are here. And I think that's part of what we're wrestling with here. I don't disagree.
And it's the change, it's that transition that's so hard. How do you get from where you're at today to where you want to be 20, 30 years from now? And that's the problems we're having with Jackson and Bob Meadows. And sure, today we'll keep it the way it is, but over a period of time, hopefully a higher use will be able to go in there and it could transfer from industrial to residential or whatever the new zone is going to be.
There is one block of industrial up in the northeast corner between Ebbeville and Hampton on the east side of where Willow Run Business Park is going.
Right. But again, that's an area that's more on the outer edge where we want it to be. For the warehousing and
Staple is maybe there's nothing on here, but there is that one block.
Where is
it's
it?
Not here, Pat. It's on the northeast district that you don't have today.
That is farther down.
It's on the big one, though, isn't it?
It's on the big plan.
Yeah, I guess if there was any in Old Aiken area,
it's in here somewhere.
I guess I don't consider that part of Old Aiken.
There is that one block.
Where is it here, Roger? What are they talking about? Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Far right upper block.
Where is it on this?
Far right up.
Far right up.
That's RS. What, 15? RS 15? Well, what did you say about that block, Ed? I'm sorry.
The east side of Hubert Street between
Abbeville
and Hampton.
Right.
That is shown as industrial.
It's okay, it's clear right now. It's white on my map.
Well, it's white with little gray dots.
It's gray. It's black gray. It's
okay, you just can't see it. So it's got some dots in there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put some dots.
All right. I see it a little bit.
That has dots.
Yeah,
it's different.
Well, I've got an older map. I've got, what map do I have here? 913.
That's the one.
Yours is 1203, Roger.
I know, but mine's better.
Well, yours has dots, that's for sure.
That's the machine work.
Okay. Here, I got your map, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the one. The park doesn't do great very well. We'll just have to revise our planning system.
Okay.
Okay, do you all feel comfortable having O or purple in that one block?
I think it's good when I look at, again, this is the area that Beverly represents in the residential area two blocks over. I think that the office used here would be quite a compliment.
Mm-hmm. Now, O still says office and institutional.
And I assume it will still allow these things listed, Ed, under office and institutional, on the list you gave us. Is that right? If we leave it...
Let me go back to my statement on land use and zoning. Try to focus on what you want this to be. And don't worry about office institutional zoning. Do you want just office?
Just office?
That's what's recommended by the committee.
You mean one thing? None of these other things that are now in here. Of course, this area is filled with federal buildings and what have you, isn't it? State,
which is office, yeah.
which is office.
Right. That's
is there any other
use right now?
Is there any land there that's available for anything else?
Some.
There is some.
Yeah, that was the mobile home sales.
Okay.
One time.
Well, I agree with office. I don't disagree with it shouldn't be office. I just wanted to make sure I understood. Could some of these other things go in there
The only question I'd have is on the corner of Richland and Buford, on that corner, seems to me like a consistency why that wouldn't be limited business, limited professional, I don't quite understand the right across from Buford, you got limited business, limited professional, and the other you got office. Because that is a major, that's a fairly major commercial area, and having limited business there would not be out of character with what. But that's just the point question. From a consistency standpoint, having limited business and limited professional on Richland Avenue seems to me would be consistent with what is there.
Ed, what is in the area on the east side of Richland Avenue and Park, that whole block, that's I with the green dot? What's there now?
Green dots.
What with the green dots on? Yeah, that's the old stables, the big house.
Not where the purple is. Where's I? What is there now?
To the east of the purple block.
Right here.
Near the mobile home park. I mean, a sales.
Yeah, mobile home sales.
Okay. That would be a nice area for attached apartments.
Okay, do we want to do anything south of Richland, or do we want to continue or not?
I think the office is fine, and I would like to see us have a consistency on the...
What time is your next meeting?
On the 10.
10. 10, okay. Okay, y'all ready to shut down? Roger's got a meeting at 10.
Okay, so is Pat. But I mean, Pat brought up the point. Do we want to go ahead and candy stripe the lower half of that purple to have the consistency of allowing limited professional and limited business?
Oh, I see what you mean.
There's a reason that the committee, I was the staff for that committee, and there was a reason they didn't do that. And that was because they wanted to take advantage of the size of that parcel on the one ownership, and they felt that you could get a campus-type development that might be very attractive, and they didn't want to chunk it up.
Queer.
In other words, to take possibly part of this and make it general business.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah. Both of them actually. Yeah. They wanted to keep it.
They wanted to keep it that way.
So that you could get a first-class campus type development out of it. And they didn't want to see it broken up necessarily. Because it's a bookend for the entrance into the city. So they felt that would give you that sense of transition coming into town when you hit something that has that isn't just a strip development, but has an actual aesthetic appeal.
Kind of like a gate coming in.
It's a good argument.
All right. I go along with that. Yeah. That sounds good to me.
We do not have another meeting set. At the next council meeting, we'll discuss it as to when we want to meet again.
Think about whether or not you want to meet, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Out of town.
You're out of town. All right. Okay. Well, just think about it. When I opened the meeting, I didn't identify it as the date. I guess I want to do that. The date's November 10th, 2004. And if there's nothing else, we are adjourned. Thank you all for being with us, everybody. Any comments?
Mr. Mayor, did we set a date?
No, we did not.
No, think about it. We'll talk about it at our council meeting, our next council meeting.